You're listening to Kaput Radio.
Hi, my name's Martin.
I'm speaking here with someone who's researched the coal-gas seam issue, particularly in Australia where we live, in eastern Australia, with the border of Queensland and northern New South Wales. And there's an increased activity, even in mainstream media, it's being picked up, about the controversy surrounding. Now, I'm speaking here with Sophie. Could you put the listener a little bit into the background of this?
We've been exposed to information about coal seam gas mining relatively recently, but it's not actually a very recent thing. It's been going on in Australia for at least 10 years, and it's been going on in the States for 15 years, but up until now it's been kept under wraps. And we've already got 6,000 mines in Queensland, and the government has just signed a multi-billion dollar deal with China to basically allow as much mining as they want in the northern rivers. And there's already a mine in Casino, there's one in Keerong, and it's a really big issue for our community, because it's a very dangerous way that they extract the gas, because the gas is kept in the coal seams, which are held down by the aquifer. And our aquifer is our Great Artesian Basin, which covers 23% of the continent, and it's our most reliable source of fresh water. And the way that they extract the gas, not only does the methane then come up through the water table, but they also use as much as 600 harmful chemicals to fracture the earth to then let the gas escape. So it's a very dangerous process, because there hasn't been enough research into the long-term effects of this kind of mining.
Yeah. I heard there are farms already been spoiled or contaminated and polluted by earlier attempts last year or this year in southern Queensland. How does this play out legally? I heard this story earlier, that when these people commercially turn up on properties, there's a good idea to know what the legal stand is here.
Yeah, so especially in Queensland, they've been having quite a lot of troubles with the coal seam gas companies just coming onto their property and giving the farmers some kind of an excuse, like they're looking for gas, and they downplay the situation quite a lot, so I've heard. And then they just come through with bulldozers and set up mines, and there's been a huge movement to lock the gate. That's the Lock the Gate Alliance started in Queensland, and they're quite a powerful force behind this, because they feel like their own rights as property holders and Australian citizens have been neglected and just
compromised.
Yeah, because the government has, as it seems, has given free rein to these mining companies to basically go where they want and take as much gas as they want. And this is a really big issue for many Australians, because they're feeling a little bit displaced and not really recognised.
Well, it touches soft spots like water in this country. Like a very rare commodity to have. Particularly farming, it's essential, and so it would jeopardise of valuable farmlands. That's probably the main threat
Absolutely.
Of it at the moment, isn't it?
And the fact that our Great Artesian Basin it's one water source. So if we contaminate this one water source, then it's all contaminated.
So it's not just spoiling one spot and then you can get away with it eventually, but it is actually spreading through the aquifer.
It has the potential
because it's interconnected. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a bit to digest. I'm astonished that actually there was a call for federal oversight. On the news I heard, I can't quite remember who, one or the other public servants did it, and it's probably just on the balance at the moment, because it's not known, as you said. It's widely used, 10 years, 15 years, you said, but actually not well understood. No.
Yeah, it hasn't been
not
very
public.
Well understood, and as it turns out, it's not very well understood by our own government as well, which is the root of the problem, because surely if they understood this thing, then they wouldn't allow it to happen. or we should hope. But the way to combat something like this, I think, is by education and letting as many friends know who haven't been exposed to it. So just really spreading the word, I think, is the most effective way to fight this thing.
Mm. Have you got sort of web addresses to recommend for further reading on it?
Well, as far as existing organizations go, the Lock the Gate Alliance is a big one. On a more local level is the Kieron Gas Squad. There's also the Northern Rivers Guardians.
Yeah.
And and they're doing their best to protect our water source.
Mm.
There's also going to be a group forming in Byron, but
Byron Bay.
Bay, but they haven't got a name yet, so I can't give the details of that. But a really great networking site is Facebook. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's been really great for getting people together for rallies and really just being a really effective way to spread the message on this kind of thing. So, these groups have Facebooks, but they also have websites. Mm. So that's
an immediate way of interacting to the Facebook page.
It's very fast.
Activists here. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, lovely. Thanks so very much for the information.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I hope the permaculture thing is coming off all right.
Yeah, well, we see permaculture as being a practical way to feel like you're doing something to not to go against it, but to counteract the bad things that are happening to our environment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank
again.
You.
You can check all the web details at kaputradio.libsyn.com.